Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
What irritates me is like, yeah, they're doing something in the park, but I could have got my name and my face out there. Had I known about it, I could have helped. I could have gone out there and like, okay, well, if you need anybody on jacket duty, I'll go find somebody who's willing to give their old jackets. Yeah. You know, I could walk the street just as well as anybody else and ask for donations. And it's like you didn't even give us the opportunity to help. If you're helping the homeless or the unfortunate, then I want to help too.
For sure.
Like, not even on a business letter, but you would think they would walk around and ask local businesses.
Exactly.
Do you want to help?
But they don't. And that's the part that I'm with you on that. If you're doing something, get out here. Talk to these people who are, you know, well, they're here until 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to get up early and get down here. But the park is right there. Because I remember, like I said, I've been here for basically my whole life. And we used to own the video store that was right here next door. Homespun, It was always people because it's walking distance to the park. Sure. You always have people walking by. Now you still have people walking by, but you kind of don't want them walking by. Yeah.
His mom told me on homespun days, she would set up what she called a refreshment station there, and she would sell bottles of water for $1, and people would stop in on the way to homespun and buy a couple bottles of water before they got to homespun because the people who were selling the water in the park were too expensive.
Right.
So, like, that's how she capitalized on homespun because she was never – she was a video store.
And, you know, after they
got – it was almost like going to a Braves game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Six Flags.
Yeah.
So – but she said there were so many people that would stop and buy water from her. Like, she would have to stock up water for a while. But then I was like, well, I could do that, you know. I could do a refreshment cool-off station type thing and have, like, I was, like, sitting there talking to her, and I was like, man, I could set up a table out front where kids could sit and draw while they drank some water, you know, or something, you know. I had all these ideas.
For sure.
Activities. Kids could finger paint and then have a washing station, you know, or something, you know. Yeah. But they don't give us the opportunity. I mean, and I do think that part of it is they don't advertise homespun very well anymore.
That's because everybody's so used to it. They know it's going to be here.
But they don't advertise it. They don't advertise their, like, I didn't even know there was a farmer's market until about 3 months ago. And then I found out it was on Thursday, which I'm still salty about. Because I'm like, dang. You guys do it on a weekend. I could be there.
Because it definitely is worth it. The last two times I've been, I've had some really good lettuce. That night we've made up some. Cause like I shared earlier, we're eating a special kind of diet at the moment. So it's good fresh greens, and they sell grass-fed meat there. And
See, his coworker has chickens, and she sells their eggs. Uh-huh. And they're, like, the best doggone egg sandwiches we'll ever have. I mean, like, they're so good. And I would love to just shop around the farmer's market. I'd like I said, local, like, super local honey is really good for your sinuses. If you are allergic to ragweed and pollen and stuff, you put a spoonful of it in your coffee every morning. Yep. And it, you know, helps you out because then your body becomes immune to that local pollination in the area. And so I've been doing that, but I've been using like Blue Ridge honey, which is great, but I'd like to get my hands on some Rock Mart honey, you know?
Well, and so the thing about being entrepreneurs is you're constantly looking for ways to solve problems. Mm-hmm. So as you're throwing this problem out to me just now about the farmer's market, I'm ready to offer out another solution. If somebody can hear this and take it and run with it, the old cotton mill barn that's right there next to the Silver Comet Trail, the grave diggers use it now for whatever that they're doing there. So it's just outside of downtown, so behind the Methodist Church. So the Methodist Church downtown.
Okay.
Behind the Methodist Church, there's a government building. It used to be used for some type of government service, health department, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's behind the Methodist Church. Water and behind street. That building is a metal barn.
Yep.
And the gravediggers use that for their business. That metal barn goes all the way back to the origination of Rock Mart, my understanding, mm-hmm. where it was used for the cotton business. Mm-hmm. And actually just yesterday, because I get curious about all this stuff, I love the history here and just learning. So yesterday, Rebecca and I drove right past that, and you can see where they would pull the wagons next to this structure years ago for some type of hoppers that they could maybe drop stuff into the wagons. Mm-hmm. And the wooden beams are still on the ground there that they would take their wagons over, these big, huge wood beams. It's all there. And so if we could figure out somewhere else to transplant the gravedigger business.
Yeah.
Sherman actually shared this with me. I'm kind of taking somebody else's idea here in the city, but they've never done anything with it, so somebody's got to. But use that to open up some type of like farm-to-table restaurant.
That would be so amazing.
And so even though you can't come to the farmer's market, hey, we'll just open up the farm to table so you're getting all the product that's being sold by local merchants in that restaurant, and you can go there and eat it whenever you want to eat it.
Yeah.
Outside of having to go to a farmer's market once a week, buy your food and take it home. And so that's solving a problem. So now we just got to find somebody that'll open up that farm to table there.
Someone who can cook.
I can cook. I just have to have the stuff. Yeah, I mean, that would be a killer idea. Because all that, I was under the impression all that belonged to E.B. Brown now, what used to be J.L. Lester.
It probably could be owned by them, and they're just leasing it out, renting it out to the
grave diggers.
And I don't know who the grave diggers are, if it's an extension of one of the funeral homes, and that's just the grave digger business where they're digging the graves for all the different funeral homes. I don't know how all that works, but
yeah, I don't know.
It seems like certainly that could be relocated somewhere else, and you could make better use of that old historic building for sure.
Yeah, because speaking of that, what used to be Silver Comet Furniture on 278?
Yes.
You know the building next to it?
Uh-huh.
They used to make caskets in there.
Okay.
That used to be a casket-making spot. They have moved out. That building is now empty. So.
Should I have to help?
Gravediggers wear the caskets.
That's right. Hey, you know. So I don't know. I mean, we got a lot of ideas, and I think combined with everybody here, I think we could really make something happen.
For sure.
I definitely want to try and make a difference. At least bring people here.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times, like, I went, when I was little, my mother would take us to the park in Marietta Square, because that's where I grew up, and we'd walk into businesses just because it looked cool in the front.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Eddie's Trick Shop. Loved going
to Eddie's Trick Shop. Everybody go. You have to go to Eddie's Trick Shop. And Sweet Treats.
Yeah, Sweet Treats.
Sweet Treats. Mm-hmm. So good.
My wife and I, we both grew up in West Cobb, so I spent a lot of time at that Marietta
School. So I was born and raised in West Cobb, where do you remember Clay Homes?
Yeah.
So I was born. My parents lived in Clay Homes.
Okay.
Then when Clay Homes got knocked down, we were transplanted to Boston Homes, okay, over behind next close to the Big Chicken behind that thrift store.
Yeah.
And then my mother, you know, worked her hiney off because she was single parent of five kids. And she bought a house over off of 41 next to Walker Private School, where she still lives.
Okay.
And so I'm born and raised Marietta girl, fifth generation. And so then I met him through his sister who lives down there now. And that was 7 years ago. And when I came up here, I'm the fourth of five. So you could imagine it's always stimulation, always stuff going on. So when I came here at his house, there's nothing. There's a herd of deer walking through the front yard. There's rabbits. There's 5 acres of emptiness. And I thought, I found heaven.
Youngest of three, so I like my silence.
I found heaven. And that's when I got into art. Really, that's when I got into art, because my mind slowed down enough that I figured out that I could be creative. I had the time. I had the space. I didn't have 50 billion people telling me, you know, you're breathing my air. Right. You know, I mean, so really, I became creative and really got into art because of Rockmart.
I get it.
So it's kind of crazy. Like, he always jokes, oh, I must be from Rockmart, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, well, I like Rockmart.
You remember, I grew up here, so I have that love-hate relationship with this town. I see what it was, right. I see what it is, I see what it could be. But I also see nobody wants to put in the work to put it back to the way it was when I was growing up. Again, I lived out in the boondocks. I was a mile from town. I lived out in the county. So there was no walk to town, you know.
Yeah.
My closest neighbor was a mile away. So that's just the way it was. But I can remember going to friends' houses down here, and that's what we would do. We would walk town. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. I walked here today from my house.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm not going to get in my truck to drive. It's like a 30-second drive in my truck.
It takes longer to crank the car than it does to get here.
Yeah. And so it's about a 10 to 15-minute walk, but the weather was great, mm-hmm, and it's just so fun to walk around this city.
Mm-hmm. I like the aesthetic. I like, it's a sleepy, quiet little town. Even when there are events, it's still a sleepy, quiet little town. Yeah. And people are like, hey, I know you from 50 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, they know you. And once you know people who know you, then you've kind of made it here, you know? So I'm trying, that's what I said, that's what I was telling him. I think transplants to Rockmart who want to bring the business back are gonna be the ones who do it.
For sure. Yeah. I don't know if it's because we are transplants, but I notice every day there's just something new that I notice. Mm-hmm. Just walking down the sidewalk, I'll see, like coming down today, I notice where there used to be a house and now there's just a brick structure that's left. And it's actually, to share another idea, where that little house used to sit, it's right next to the funeral home.
Okay, yeah.
And so again, all of this is in the ward that I live in. So here's another idea that I've got. And I would like for either our Facebook group that I want to put together to establish this, or even be a project of the newly established Main Street organization. But what I see that could happen is right next to the funeral home, is a house that got pushed down. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding the funeral home owns that lot. Next to that lot is the house where the AA meets. Mm-hmm. And then there's property behind that house that then comes around to another empty lot where a house got pushed down.
Is that the one next to the one that the tree fell on? Or is that...
No, that's a little further down, the house where the tree fell. Okay. So this is really close to right here where we're at right now. Literally, you've got the funeral home, empty lot, AA house, another empty lot. And then there's a house that has sat abandoned for a long time right across from First Baptist Church.
Yep.
So that empty lot on the other side of AA, I think the First Baptist Church owns that lot. And through studying maps, I like to read maps in my spare time for whatever strange reason. It looks like there is a parcel of land that would connect behind the AA house up to Howard Street. So there's that little creek that goes through there. Uh-huh. So it looks like if you cross the creek, there's land where you could just be behind the AA house, cross the creek, and go up the mountain and wind up on Howard Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So here's my idea. We need a dog park.
Yes.
So on one side, you make the small dog fenced-in area. On the other side, it's the large dog fenced-in area. And then back behind that near the creek, you can set up some picnic tables for people who just want to go back there and chill. And because we have a pet groomer downtown, and we also have one on College Street,
mm-hmm.
they could both, it's almost equal distance,
mm-hmm.
get to that dog park. Because like I said, if you can get that connector up to Howard Street,
yeah.
then College Street Pet Groomer can go right through Ivy and Howard, access that trail down the mountain to the dog park. Or obviously, if you're at the pet groomer here downtown, just take the sidewalk, go up Elm Street, and boom, you're at the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the way it's conveniently located between the two dog groomers. And again, because it is right there where you can connect to the Howard and Ivy, so you're able to access that thing from
yeah.
different areas of the city.
Yeah, and that one... The dog groomer you're talking about up there, they've got such a small area for their dogs. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. like it's like this big.
Right.
It's like, it's not even enough room to do anything.
And we have no dog park here.
No, we don't.
And so we need dog park. Like I said, I would love to see that we do that Main Street organization. And that's like one of the first pet projects of that is we're going to now raise funds and we're going to build this dog park and then put the dog... trash pickup cleaning stations down the sidewalk areas, like down Elm Street and College Street, just mm-hmm. have the containers where you can clean up after your pet and make this city. You just start doing just those types of things, you're going to then start attracting all the people that want to participate in mm-hmm. everything else that we do.
Do you know what I've noticed is they don't have very many public trash cans.
No.
At all. And then what happens is, because there's no trash pickup in certain areas of the city, there's no trash pickup. They have to take it off to the dump themselves.
Yeah, the convenience center, yep.
What happens is like, for me, for instance, I purchased a poly cart. And I'm supposed to sit my poly cart out for the trash to pick up off of Main Street. And if I do that, people put their home garbage in my business. And for me, that doesn't work because then I get smells because I do pull it in. I do pull it in, and it's literally yeah. for art supplies, like old paints and
for sure.
papers and things. And it's not like,
food waste.
Not food waste, not, home waste.
Yeah.
And so I quit putting my trash can out front. I actually have to take it out back and dump it in the dumpster, which is a pain in the butt, but I have to do that because otherwise I get smelly trash.
But now you've taken away the community dumpster.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So with all that said, it's like there are no public trash cans out there, which in that retrospect, public trash cans typically have the public ashtrays on top. So where are people putting their butts? They're flicking them in the road.
Oh, yeah, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Because of where we're at, our yard is very small. And another thing I'm passionate about is being able... Now, I'm not over the top. If kids are walking across my grass,
You're not running.
I'm not going to fuss at them. Yeah.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's grass. It's going to grow back. But having a small yard and it's easy to care for. I love trying to make that yard as green as I can get it. So during the summer, I'm having to mow it 2, sometimes 3 times a week to maintain a certain height where it can just stay green and do its thing. And so I'm mowing and then blowing. Every time I pull out my blower, I said 2-3 times a week, right there on Piedmont, the amount of cigarette butts that are flicked out in front of our house is ridiculous.
And it's like, but, you know, if you had, like, in our little courtyard back here, I know the guys who cut our backyard smoke.
Yep.
And I know that there are people who are at the post office, they come back here and smoke because they don't want to smoke on postal property. I have a little makeshift ashtray sitting out there.
That's good.
They actually use it.
Yeah.
If it's there, they will use it. Why aren't they there?
We are Kaya's Embrace, live and direct at the Kaya Vineyards and Winery here in Dahlonega, Georgia. It's a beautiful day today, y'all, so we're going to play some music. It's what I want to do. Is that all right with you? Ooh, ooh, ooh. 'Cause what I really want to say. A rush. So sick of people saying they knew what was best for us. It's what I wanna do. Is that alright with you? Ooh, ooh, ooh. 'Cause what I really want to say. No, you don't understand what it was like for me. Growing up, chasing around a fantasy. I dreamt of rocking stadium crowds, my friends and me. Crazy to think those kids are now the men you see. But that was back then, and this is right now. Just some Georgia boys making noise, haters pipe down. So I wouldn't trade a thing for how I'm living right now. Been underground for a minute, and some people might doubt. Just give them a little time, and they'll all find out. Yeah. Just give them a little time, and the beat fades out like, yeah. So is your chance. Got nothing to lose, yeah, yeah. Take a stance. You got nothing to prove. You could do it too, you could do it too. Just say. We'll be right back.
this organization going. That's
right. You know, the trash cans and the you know, like the little ones. Like there are some like over on your side where.
Yeah, as you go downtown.
Downtown, there's like two or three.
Yeah.
But over here, there's nothing. No trash cans. There's none in the there's maybe one in the park, one or two.
Something like that.
In the park.
They're not, I think they're like regular.
They're like regular trash cans chained to trees.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, just a garbage can over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they should have ashtrays and or a designated place for people to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, just willy-nilly all over the place.
Yeah.
Because right now, I don't get a lot of cigarette butts in front of my store, but there's no place for anyone to smoke out there, you know? But in the back, I found that I do find them here and there. So I put an ashtray back there. They use it. So I'm okay with that, yeah. You know? I got a little pooper scooper. I clean it out. It's all good, you know? So, yeah. I mean, just little things like that, like little things. Like that could make this town more accommodating to more people for first off, and then just appeal for people to come and just spend time. And if they spend time here, then they spend money here.
Yep. Yeah, tourism is going to be the lifeblood of our city.
Mm-hmm.
We're so small that we're never going to be a Marietta Square.
Mm-mm. I'm fine with that, actually.
Exactly. That's in, yeah. And yeah. So, I mean, that's.
I mean, you saw Hiram. Hiram blew up. I remember when it was. You know, even in my lifetime, it was tiny.
Yep.
Now there's 15 red lights before you even get to Hiram.
Yes, we've got to maintain the historical charm of the city, but yet flip the clientele that's been allowed here over the past decade or so. It's there was a lot of just neglect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's what, I mean, we, like I said, we can host if we want. I mean, I have tons of space. I can host anything, you know, if you guys wanted to do a business meeting or whatever, like an association meeting or something. I got chairs, I got tables. You know, I got a little courtyard. We can do a little barbecue on a Sunday.
I mean, you've got it all here. We can have a meeting and then we can.
Yeah, I mean,
record
like,
the meeting. We can even have a little breakout session where we do some creative painting and get the juices flowing.
10-4. I'm down. I'm down for it. I mean, goodness. I mean, we can all sit around and make signs for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But I mean, seriously, I really do want to get involved, and kind of get a leg out in this community and be like, hey guys, we're here.
Yes.
So
for sure.
Well, man, I appreciate you coming and hanging out with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, anytime. And I definitely want to help as much as we can with everything, bring this town back.
Yeah, that's, my wife and I have the same sentiment, so. And there's a lot more of us out here, I think. So it's good things ahead here for Rock Mart, no doubt.
Definitely.